When you read about Tong Len in any text, it's usually described as the practice of exchanging yourself for others, exchanging oneself for others. But right now, I would like to present what that means experientially. What are we really doing when we do the practice? And perhaps everyone won't agree with what I have to say, but this is my current understanding of the practice, based on what I've been taught and my own practicing with it for many years. A very important part of the practice is it gives us a method to get in touch with our pain. So this can be the pain of holding back, the pain of feeling confused. And this can be the pain that we feel for other people. When we see distressing circumstances and we automatically feel pain and wish that this didn't have to be happening. But the significant point is it gives us a method for how to relate with pain, how to open our hearts and minds to pain. In other words, how to open our heart and open our mind in the very situation where our hearts and minds habitually shut down. This is really the key. Whether you talk about doing Tong Len for someone else who's suffering, or whether you talk about Tong Len for your own suffering as a way of having empathy with other people who are in the same boat as you, your shared, your personal experience of suffering, which is shared by others, no matter how you talk about it, it gives us a method to acknowledge that pain is occurring in our being and that we are shutting down around it, which creates further pain. And it gives us a method for reversing that painful habit of suffering. It gives us a method to open the heart and the mind. So it's sort of two things. It makes it clearer to us where we really are closing down. Much more honesty, much more self-compassion, much more sense of courage to be able to stay with ourselves in times of darkness. Whether this darkness is the sense of shame or inadequacy or rage or whatever it might be that we're feeling, or whether this is the pain that we feel for another person. It gives us a way to stay with it. So the closed heart and the closed mind, this is the root of the suffering of all beings. And so sad, we close our hearts and minds to protect ourselves from suffering. And it leads to isolation. It leads to the not acknowledging what's going on with ourselves. It leads to all kinds of ways of running away from the pain. When pain arises, we blame other people for it, or we shame ourselves, or there's all kinds of ways of running away. So now we're going to get right down to the essence and stay with ourselves. Self-compassion, staying with ourselves, or at least beginning to train, being given a method for staying with ourselves, for opening our heart in the situation of pain where we usually close it, opening our hearts and minds. So in some sense, my feeling is that Tong Len is like training the heart muscle. the closed, tight heart muscle, and if there's such a thing as the mind muscle, just training that which is like a closed fist, training it to open. So that is the pith instruction on Tonglen. We don't have to get confused with words like we should be compassionate and we should be kind to ourselves and should. It's just simply gives us a method for opening our hearts and our minds, and in particular, opening to pain. So pain, the very vehicle that causes suffering to escalate because we run away from it. It's painful to begin with, and then it creates a chain reaction of denial, aggression, craving, all kinds of ways to get away. The very thing that triggers suffering can become this very same thing. The pain becomes the root of happiness, of being able to open our hearts and minds, which is to say, to love, to care. And so if someone were to say, ask me, what is Tonglen about in three words, I might say dissolving the barriers between self and other, dissolving the barriers. These barriers are what cause the suffering. And if they were to say, well, could you say more in three words? How do I dissolve the barriers? All right, if the view or the purpose is dissolving the barriers, three words, what is the practice? Three words, opening the heart. Or the citta, which is heart, mind. So that's the view, dissolving the barriers. The practice, opening the citta, the heart mind. So maybe try to remember this. Try hard to remember this. Write it down. So now getting right into the instruction on opening the heart. I'm going to present the way that Trungpa Rinpoche did, the three stages of Tonglen. But before doing so, I want to reiterate what I've already brought up in the teachings, which is what is the pith of Tonglen, what is the central thing, the thing that you can do on the spot any moment. And this week I asked you to do as your assignment, when something with painful, breathe in. With the recognition that this is a shared experience, other people feel this, acknowledging your pain and realizing that it's shared. And I said, when something is pleasurable in any way, breathe out and share it. That's really the essence of Tonglen. This goes against what we usually do, which is to, if there's pain, we push it away. So we reverse that, we breathe it in. There's what we push it away and we become very tunnel vision. Everything gets very small when we feel pain. Just notice. I've been working with this hard, like noticing what happens when there's pain. Your world gets very small and you start talking to yourself really energetically. Basically about how to get out of this. Like who to blame. Usually for me, first scenario is blame somebody. Second scenario is saying, okay, that's a wake-up call, blaming. Now let's go the next, let's look again. And then it's, you know, I'm at fault. Like I can't get it right, I can't do it right. In any case, this is called ego. This is what we call ego. The world gets very small. It's all pointed inward. And there's a kind of panic to protect ourselves. So Tonglen, you breathe it in instead, and it becomes the seed of self-compassion and compassion for others, the empathy, same boat. And when something is pleasurable, a very strong habitual pattern is to want to hold on to it, to not have it go. So the out-breath reverses that habit. This is why it dissolves the barriers. The barriers are a protection that doesn't work, or maybe once worked, but now has become the cause of suffering. So dissolving the barriers, this is where our happiness lies. Dissolving the veils or barriers of indifference to each other, to aggression towards each other, all kinds of barriers. So the essence is this breathing in what is painful, letting go of what is pleasurable. And really, I think when I connect with something painful, personally in my own practice, I don't give a lot of thought to what I'm sending out, because I don't want to get too conceptual about this whole thing. I want it to flow. And sometimes there's a sort of an obvious feeling of what you're sending out, but really in my own practice, I have to say that the pain is the wake-up call. Pain is a message to train in opening the heart. I ask myself the question, I ask students that I work with the question when presented with pain, do you see this as your path? Or just some complaint to get rid of? Do you see this as your path? I ask myself that question. So when there's pain, breathing in, and then as I say, and then I just sort of relax outward. Just like give it some space. So now I'd like to say, again, some pith instruction on the Tonglen. When you breathe in, think of it as opening your heart. Think of it as opening your whole being. Think of it as allowing a lot of space for the pain, giving the pain a lot of space. So sometimes the image is of breathing into the heart, and that the heart just gets as big as it needs to be to contain this pain. So, and sometimes the image is just breathing into your whole being. So the image there that's sometimes used is like breathing into this, into huge space. Just breathing it into your whole being, but big. So this is the idea of embracing the pain or opening to it. Do you see what I'm saying? Because the tendency, very, very strong, is to push it away, to close down around it. So there has to be some sense of opening yourself, opening your heart. You have to feel that this in-breath is good for you, rather than that it's that you're doing something harmful to yourself. Many people do Tonglen reluctantly, breathing in, thinking that they're hurting themselves. Therefore, they really, you can't do it for very long. No human being can do anything for very long if you think it's going to harm you. Doesn't matter if God, him or herself, appeared before you and told you to do it. You know, there's like nothing that can counteract the fact that if we feel it's hurting us, we can't do it. So breathing in is the kindest, most compassionate, most loving thing that you can do for yourself, that I can do for myself, that human beings can do for themselves. Breathing in is opening the heart. And from that point of view, then what is breathing out? Same thing, opening the heart. But there's resistance to breathing in, so to the degree that you can open, then you have that to send out. So I always say, you know, probably the reason that the wise people of the past came up with this technique, the Buddha and all that followed, that the, it rides on the medium of the breath is because that helps you to relax. You breathe in and you breathe out. You breathe in and you breathe out. It can be deep breathing in and out. You're talking about working with pain. This is a compassion practice. Pain, your pain and the pain of others that you feel for them, they're probably feeling too, but definitely the connection is that you feel this pain about their situation. So breathing in and breathing out, it's, you know, anyone knows that that's good advice. Take a deep breath. So now we take lots of deep breaths and we give equal time to the in-breath and the out-breath. We breathe in and we breathe out. And when we're doing this as a formal practice, the eyes can be open or the eyes can be closed. And we give equal time to the in-breath and out-breath. And unlike a sitting meditation, this can be a very, you know, you can make a very deep breath in.